Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I have some things I want to say. I want to talk about rules for living. Rules for living and for business. A quarter century ago, a list called Rules for Being Human really caught on. And without the benefit of the internet, just the old-fashioned way, right? With by mail and newspaper and magazine and who knows how, what all the other old-fashioned ways, the rules, there actually are 10 of them, the rules circulated around the globe. They went viral, we would say now, although we didn't know how to say that in those days. It went viral without being with the benefit of the internet. Unfortunately, the author's name didn't make the trip, resulting in attribution being given to anonymous. Well, Jack Canfield, you know, Jack's been on the show before. He's the chicken soup guy. Jack included the list in his original Chicken Soup for the Soul book. That's how big a deal that list was. But little did he know that wisdom of the 10 rules was actually from his and my longtime friend, Dr. Cherie Carter Scott. He didn't know that this list that he put in his book under anonymous had actually been written years before by a good friend of his, Dr. Cherie Carter Scott, who's been a member of our Brain Trust since the beginning. At the urging of friends, Cherie finally wrote a book about her list. They said, if you're going to have this list needs to be in a book, and she did, and it became If Life is a Game, These Are the Rules, and we launched that book on the show back in the last century. And it's still in print, and I highly recommend it. If Life is a Game, These Are the Rules. But until you get your copy, here are four of the rules that I like especially, because I think they're important for small business owners, and each one are followed by my thoughts. Rule number two. You will be presented with lessons. There are two basic kinds of lessons. Expensive ones and free ones. Nothing in the middle. They're either free or they're expensive. Unfortunately, the former, the expensive ones, while they're often painful, are typically the most valuable. Which is why being a successful entrepreneur requires courage. When you're working creatively and aggressively, it's difficult to avoid those stinging lessons. Only the courageous risk the comfort of what they know for the expense and danger of what they might learn. The risk is the trick, I should say, to the risk is to pay only once for each lesson. Rule number six. There is no better than here. Business ownership, like life, is a journey with lots of waypoints, but only one destination. Waypoints are significant stops along the journey. The destination is, well, you know. Impatience for the next waypoint of your business journey isn't in itself a bad thing. We're all visioning where we're going to be in the future. It's not necessarily a bad thing unless it prevents you from celebrating the success that you've achieved to date. Don't forget that just being in a position to realistically anticipate the next step, you've accomplished enough that the next step is actually something you can do if you want to. Being in that position, my friends, is a pretty cool place that you should celebrate. It should not go unsavored. So just think about that, folks. Before you get too excited and you can't wait till the next thing, you're wishing your life away because you've found some success. Things are going well. and you absolutely can accomplish the next step. Don't go there until you take a moment to celebrate and savor what you've just done. Rule number 7. Others are only mirrors of you. If you don't like what someone else is doing, check your position to make sure you're not actually seeing yourself. Alas, most of us need a little help with this kind of introspection. We're not all that good at looking inward, are we? We all need those special people in our lives who serve as both critic and safe harbor. My friend Noah St. John calls them loving mirrors. I've got a group of guys that I count on. I call them my SOBs. These are people I know love me, but I also know that they'll hoist me up on my own petard if they see me flying a little too close to the sun. So others are only mirrors of you, and when you find those people, use them to your advantage. Rule number 9, all the answers lie inside of you. When you see a psychologist, when you visit with a counselor, who does most of the talking? Have you noticed that? I know, and you know, you do most of the talking. And it can be maddening, right? It can be maddening when you ask them a question and they turn it around on you, right? It's maddening. But eventually you realize that you had the key to your solution all the time. And that's what the counselor is trying to help you understand. That if you have concerns, if you're seeking answers, perhaps and more than likely, you have them all along. You just forgot where you kept them. Don't wait for someone else to solve your problems, my friend. You're the screenwriter, director, and star of your own movie. The rest of the world is just supporting cast and props. And if you create a hit, you get the Oscar. If you don't, you get another lesson. To win in life, my friends, you have to know the rules. So those are 4 rules for being human that I picked up from Cherie Carter Scott's book, If Life is a Game, These Are the Rules. There are 4 of those. There are 10 total in the book. It's a beautiful little book. I encourage you to buy 2 because you're going to want to give one away. And by the way, there's a whole series. She's going to be so proud of me for telling you all this, but she's actually written several. Ultimately now, since the first one we helped her launch on the show, she's written 3 or 4 of these for different uses. So check those out on Amazon. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.